Hello and welcome to season 3 of Mum's Work and Chaos. We all know the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, but where is that village? Well, I started this podcast to help you find yours, and I'm joined by some amazing guests this season, talking about subjects such as fast fashion, menopause, sex education, and teenage behaviour, just to name a few. So join me this season, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to today's episode of Mum's Work and Chaos. Today I am joined by the wonderful Bavini, otherwise known as B, or And So She Did. I've been following her on Instagram for a while, and I'm really pleased to actually speak to her today. I think this episode, if you loved the one that I did with Lauren Smith, you're going to love this because it sort of carries on that subject of sustainable fashion, reusing, repurposing, what we can all do. And I'm also going to be talking to her a little bit about how to get into sewing your own clothes, if that's something that you're interested in. So, B, if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us a bit more about you and how you got started on this journey.
Hi, Louise. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, what a lovely introduction. Yeah, it's so lovely to be here. I've been following you for a while and I love all of your podcasts, so I feel really honoured that you asked me to be on. So, yeah, and talk about what I do. So the brand And So She Did was actually quite recent. I'd say for about 6 months now, before I was called Little Bees Boutique. So in like a nutshell, I've always done like sewing, dressmaking part-time. I did it at university, fell into medium in London, and then I was always doing like alterations, upcycling, having my own style on clothes. We used to get t-shirts and rip them up and braid them and get the fabric pens out and just kind of like zhush them up. Yeah. And then I met my husband when I turned 30, 10 years ago. And then we had the children, and it's been a 10 years, like I've had 3 children, we had 2 house moves. And after having my second child, Jaden, I just thought, I don't want to go back to work. What else can I do? And in the village that I live in now, a few people were asking about, who can do alterations? So I was like, I can do that. And then I was like, oh, I can make a little business out of it. So the business was called Little Bees Boutique. So I did alterations, making curtains. And then I kind of branched out into making children's wear. And then that kind of saw me through the pandemic. So everyone, you know, obviously I think just shut down, but I could still make those clothes, post them out. And, you know, when you receive things in the post and it was like quarantine for like 7 days and you were too scared to open up the mail, weren't you?
Oh God, it was a crazy time.
But then I kind of got into like a really, really lovely sewing community, and I sewed scrubs for the NHS and the masks and things, and it was so lovely because I didn't realise how big the sewing community was.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then I had Rio in lockdown, and then I just kind of, I think I changed as a person being a mum to like 3 children. I think the world had changed about how they consumed like fashion. Handmade clothes wasn't really a thing because everyone was trying to save money, so it just wasn't kind of it wasn't kind of where I wanted to go. And I actually hired a coach to help me kind of like navigate my next move, and I kind of said to her like, these are all the things that I really are passionate about, what I love. And she's called Scorpio Moon Magic, so she uses astrology to then look at my birth chart, what I'm good at, and using those strengths to then look at my business plan, my personal. And then we kind of came up with And So She Did. It kind of comes from that famous saying, she believed she could, and so she did.
Yeah,
I love that little play on words. And then, yeah, here I am, and I want to, you know, educate people on sustainability, how to look in the wardrobe first before purchasing new, and just how to make clothes last, because when you hand make something, it lasts for ages, and you will know the quality of the likes of like Shein or, you know, like really cheaper brands, and you can see the quality, you can feel the different quality, and they just don't last as long. So it's kind of like making clothes last longer, not just, you know, like wearing it once and throwing it away. It's actually, and also the whole massive thing about charity shops, which is now called Chazza Shopping. new
Oh, I didn't know that.
Chaza shops, yeah. And actually kind of going away from the kind of, I don't know, connotation, is that right? But the
Yeah.
association, sorry, about charity shops being like, oh, it's for old people and the clothes are rubbish in there. But you can go in there, you can find Michael Kors, YSL, like so many designer brands, hobs, whistles, everything.
Yeah.
You've just got to have a look. And I think people would be surprised if they just go into one. I guarantee you'll find something. Might not be all the time, but it's kind of like, I describe it as like TK Maxx. You've got all the brands under one roof, but it's just called a charity shop. And then you have to kind of dig around to find, but you will find
Yeah.
some amazing finds. And they're one of a kind, not, like next to you, like the next person next to you isn't going to be wearing the same outfit. And it's your chance to be creative, shop your style and find yourself again a little bit, because clothes are an expression of you.
Yeah.
Like yourself, and it gives you that like dopamine hit off, like, oh cool, I love this top, I love this color, and it brings your mood up, doesn't it?
I think
So
that's the
yeah.
thing, like when I had my first, I sort of, I think that whole experience of actually having a baby, like the actual birthing experience, was such a revelation to me. Like I
Yeah.
went in there not knowing what to expect, came out with another person that I had
Yeah.
to look after. It was just like, I can just about look after myself. What's going on here?
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, like, the world and his wife were in the room with me. So it was like, I had nurses, doctors. At one point, I had a paramedic come in to watch because he needed to know what to do in case he had to help someone on the side of the road. It just got to the point where I was like, bring one, bring all, let everyone, I
Yeah.
don't care anymore. And I think I got to that point where I was like, if everyone's seen down there, then I've got nothing to be afraid of. I will
Yeah.
dye my hair pink.
Yeah,
I will wear the
exactly.
clothes that I want. And so I'd like always wanted, like I'd always worn like those crappy PU leather jackets. I always wanted like a proper leather jacket that was going to last me like 100 years.
Yeah.
My dad has one that he's had since we were kids and is still going now. And so, I always wanted something that was going to last, that was going to be, mine. And I think that was really like the first piece of clothing that I got that I felt like really comfortable in, because
Yeah.
I'd always loved like that rock chick kind of vibe that was always me, leather jacket, pink hair, whatever,
Yeah.
and I definitely explored fashion more since having kids. And I felt, I think there have been times where I felt really uncomfortable in my own skin since having
Yeah.
children, but not to the point where I did when I was in my teens, early 20s. Like, that all of that anorexic skinny culture, she's got cellulite, let's expose that in magazines, really
Yeah.
affected me to the point where I probably had very slight eating disorder.
Yeah.
But I think kids and actually Instagram and finding people who have been in the same places and are exploring fashion and changing the way they look, or getting over the fact they have to go up in sizing in clothes, or
Yeah.
clothes sizing is shit anyway, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no.
I found that like you said, charity shops, Vinted, all of that stuff, it's like a gold mine for
Yeah.
things that you might not even look for. Like, you can trawl Google shopping, you can go through the whole of New Look, the whole of Next or whatever, and still not find the thing that you're looking for. Whereas you hop on Vinted, or even some of the charity shops have websites as well where you can actually search
Yeah.
and hunt things down. And it's actually a really cool place to look, because you might actually walk in and find something that hadn't even been on your list, and you come up with
Yeah.
this amazing thing that you're going to wear again and again and again, or even
Yeah.
upcycle and change. And maybe I also
It's
think
just
that
up.
if, yeah, I think as well, if you found something in a charity shop, I think you'll feel less worried about making slight changes to it as well. Like, even if it's just
Yeah.
adding a brooch, oh no, it's going to make a hole. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's going to jazz it up, it'll make it look a bit different.
Yeah. That's so nice that you've said that, because usually people say to me that they've gone like the other way. So when they become pregnant and after motherhood, they like lose themselves. They don't know what style fits them. But it's really lovely to see actually it's had like a different effect on you, because there's so many people that have said, but people do, you know, we do change our styles, our sizes. And it's like, yeah, like I said, not being afraid to size up, because in the fashion industry, and I find that even with children's clothing, they work on like, so I used to work in retail a bit as well, and I used to
Yeah, same.
go to like the fit models, yeah. And it's all about money for them. It's not about like comfort or anything like that. So they will just be like, oh, like that size will do, and then they get like you know, a size 10, but that size 10 isn't what everyone is a size 10. Like people have different, you know, like belly button too, you know, like shorter bodies and longer legs, or the other way around. But it just doesn't cater. And even if you wear like a size 12 in, you know, H&M, doesn't mean that you're a size 12 in Topshop. It's like, you know, maybe like a size up, like Zara. Like usually I'm like a small medium, but in a Zara I'm a medium large.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know whether you've seen it, but Alex Light shared a picture that she shared fairly often before, and it always grabs attention. And it's the same size jeans from the same shop, and there's like six pairs, same size, same shop, different colors, but the sizing goes from like there to there in the same size.
Mad.
It's insane. I'll share it
Yeah.
to my stories after this, but like it. It's always attention grabbing because it's just such a variance in size. And I think that's the thing. Like, I used to walk in and be like, oh, you know, I'm a 12 and you look. That's what
Yeah.
I am. I know that's what I am. I'm happy. I love new look jeans because the sizing is the same.
True to you, yeah.
Yeah, it's true to me, which is, but that's the thing. It's like you see listings on Vinted and it's like true to size. And it's like, well, what size?
Yeah. Yeah.
That still doesn't make any sense. But like I go into Zara and nothing fits. Like
Yeah.
I've got like 42 inch hips, you know, that's
Yeah.
nothing's gonna fit me in Zara. Or and I love the model photos as well of
Yeah.
like, oh yes, I did want that jacket, but you know, with you bent over in that way, I can't see whether it's
Yeah, I know.
on or not.
Like, yeah, the
Like,
jackets are over their head, and like, yeah, I'm gonna go
that's the
shopping.
way I'm gonna go shopping. Yeah. Or oh yes, I just randomly like to crumple like a pretzel halfway through the day,
Yeah,
just on the
with
street.
my leg in the air.
I love watching all the reels of people taking the piss out of Zara poses. It's brilliant.
We should do
Yeah,
one together.
we should. It would be brilliant. But it's taken me a while. Like, this dress is a Primani via Vinted size 14. The shirt is New Look via Vinted size 12, and so
Yeah.
it's like, you know, I know what size I am in different shops, and I think that's the thing. Like, the culture that we grew up in, those magazines taking, you know, ripping apart Britney Spears and
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, and you know, even you know, like massive supermodels would get torn apart in those things,
Yeah.
you know, and like Naomi Campbell, for instance, you know,
Yeah.
oh look, she's gained weight. She's not doing catwalks anymore. Let
Yeah.
her eat some pizza.
Yeah.
Let her
It's
do
normal. It's
her.
life.
And so yeah, it that whole culture, like, I think killed our ability to have any confidence in the way we looked. And
Yeah.
so, and also like the variance in sizing as well. I think like there were some shops I just avoid anyway, because I know I'm going to walk in, look at something, try it on, it won't fit in all the right places, I'll feel like shit and I'll leave.
Yeah.
Like, even H&M, the tops are too long, you know, the tops are too long,
Yeah.
and they're never wide enough. It because of the length of them, they're never wide enough at the hip to actually go straight down on me.
Yeah.
I'm very happy in the knowledge that I'm a pear shape, and that's just the way I am.
Yeah.
So, like, I know the shops that are going to work for me, but also I feel like with Vinted and charity shops, you've got the option to like try something on, you know, if it, and you know, if it's cheap enough, buy it, walk out with it, and if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
You don't.
And then you can resell it and then just buy something else, or give it to a friend, or hand it
Oh,
down. It doesn't have to
exactly. I think
be thrown
that's a
away.
really nice thing to be able to do and try and experiment. But you shared something on your stories a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned it on another podcast I was on. It was just the most insane statistic. It was like, what was it? We've got enough clothes in the world right now, produced right this very
Right now,
second, to address six generations of people on the planet. It's just insane.
it's insane. I know. It's just in your head. Sometimes you can say a stat, but then if you imagine how like six generations is like across the world, it's just billions, millions. I mean, massive number. Then you just think. I mean, I bet if you look in your wardrobe, and you might have had like a declutter, obviously, with you like recently moving house, but I bet you don't wear everything in your wardrobe.
No.
And that's the thing, like with like this whole fast fashion thing, is like people will be like, oh, I've got an event on Saturday, oh, I'll go and buy something new. And it's like trying to change that mindset of like, actually look in your wardrobe, what do you already have? Can you borrow it from a friend? Can you rent it? Can you get it on Vinted? Can you go to a charity shop, as opposed to going to like, I have to get to the Trafford Centre or Bluewater or wherever you should go. It's actually being stopping that habit, and that's a big change. And it's to like rethink, be mindful about, in like, do you really need it? Do you really need these new pair of shoes? Do you really need that? And it's that culture. But I think fast fashion have such a good way. Like Shein is like, can I say brands? I think I can say brands. Yeah, like they are so good. Like if you're scrolling through social media, they're there all the time. Like, oh, look at these jeans and how cheap it is. And people, obviously, I know that we are in a bit of a crisis, like a living crisis at the moment. But because it's so like, oh, it's only £2. Oh, I'll buy it, and then if it doesn't fit, I'll throw it away. And those things are going in the bin, then end up in landfill in the desert in Africa, South America, and like there's people who live on landfill sites of clothes, because we don't really know what happens to the clothes. Even clothes that get returned to the shops, they actually just go to a big lorry and then just go to landfill. They don't actually then be like, oh, I'll rebag it up and then do it. And it's just crazy. And even like charity shops, they also have like a life, they all the clothes in there will have a shop span of, I don't know, I must say between 6 months to a year. But if they haven't sold, they will also then just go in a lorry and somewhere else. And it's just, I don't know, it's heartbreaking to think that like, oh, I want to give to charity, or but it's kind of breaking that habit of, no, I don't need a pair. Like, why do you need it? It's changing the, but marketing, they do their job really, really well. And fair play to them. Like £2.99 scarf, and then you'd be like, oh yeah, purchase. And because it's all on our phone, it's so easy to be like, tick, tick, tick,
Yeah,
order.
just a little bit of Apple Pay, it's done.
Yeah,
Click
before
button, click
phones,
the
like,
thing, you're done. It's crazy,
yeah,
isn't it?
before phones, we used to go out and I used to go out shopping, and like, I mean, I haven't always bought secondhand. I did used to buy new before I knew about everything. But every, like on a club night, I'd be like, oh, let's go and buy something new. But you had to go to the shops and have physical money and sign on a credit card. It's just too easy now. It's too
That's
easy.
exactly it. Like when I was at uni, like we'd always every week we'd buy our ticket to go for this night out, which was like maybe a fiver, £2.50, £5 for a ticket to go to the student union, to go to the club night, to spend 10, £15 on alcohol, because
Was
I'm really
so
sorry
cheap
if you're at university now,
then.
but alcohol was really cheap. And
Yeah.
£1 a pint, and you just had to spend a tenner, and you were buying a burger on the way home with the remaining
Yeah, and you
money.
had change for a cab, and you had like, you went out with 20 quid and you came back with
Came
money in your
home with
purse.
change. It was crazy, wasn't it? But then we'd also go to I went to uni in Hertfordshire, and so we had the Galleria, the outlet mall, nearer, right opposite our university. And so we just hop over to the Galleria, go grab go buy a new top for, because it was always Nice top and a pair of jeans, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
it
Come
was.
on. Maybe another pair of shoes, possibly a matching handbag, grab a Nando's, go home. And so for one night out, we were still spending like probably £50 to £80 a week.
Yeah, a week.
Just to look nice for this night out. And it was insane. I got into so much debt that I ended up handing my cards over to my now husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, and just going,
Take it.
help, 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 help. And so he, because he was doing accounting and business economics, he actually knew how to budget for stuff. So I basically gave him my life and was like, tell me what to do now. And he's been doing it ever since. I know what I'm doing now, but it just got to that point where, you know, and the charity shops that were in the main town centre were just like, you know, where the old biddies went, and it wasn't cool, and it wasn't fun to shop there, and it smelt weird. And but that's not the way it is now. Like, if you go down to Brentwood High Street, it's literally cafes, restaurants, bars, and charity shops. And there's probably more charity shops than any other shop unit at those at the high street now. But you've got some really cool ones. You've got like the Dogs Trust one, looks like an actual like nice shop that you'd want to go into. They display lovely. And also there's another one that I think like linked to the Little Angels charity, which is also like a proper like boutique style shopping experience. And the Bernardo's shop on Shenfield High Street, that is that's mostly like kids stuff and kids clothes and things. And they even sell like cots and prams and things in there. So it's amazing if you're
Yeah, that's
expecting a
amazing.
baby, such a good place to go to buy something that's like practically brand new for your child. If I'm going to be honest, like you'll probably agree with me, they grow out of clothes so quickly. Like, in a way, there's not actually any point buying brand new stuff
No.
out again if you've got something to go to. But
Yeah.
like
And
everywhere,
even like hand-me-downs, like even
we get so
hand-me-downs
many
are just,
hand-me-downs.
yeah, I love them.
Yeah, same. We get so
And
many.
each like item has a story as well. Like I would get clothes for Rio now from other friends, and it's like, oh, like my little boy used to wear this when he did this, and I thought, and then I was like, actually, clothes hold memories, and I love that nostalgic feel. And fashion trends always come around. Like what you're wearing now is like what I used to wear like years ago in like, you know, like with the animal print and the denim. Like that is not a trend that, but because marketers be like, oh no, like you need it now, people will go and buy more and more. And it's like, I bet you looked in your wardrobe, you would have like an you know, like you would find what you want to wear. And who cares if you wear things twice? Doesn't matter.
That's the thing, it's
Like
really
who cares?
funny. Like I'm 36, and my that there's stuff coming out now that was out like early 2000s that I wore when I was a teenager. Like I literally was standing on the escalators at Lakeside behind the girl wearing a full velour Juicy Couture jumps tracksuit,
Juicy
and I was just
Couture.
like, oh my gosh, what have I just stepped back in time? What is happening? And my mum is laughing at me. She's like, I've seen like you wearing things that were cool when you know that I wore like the 20 years before, and now stuff that was 20 years old is coming out again and you're experiencing it. She said it's the weirdest thing when you see your kids wearing clothes that you wore and they think they're like a brand new invention. They're so cool, they're so hip, they're so new. And it's like, I was wearing that in like the 70s. What is wrong
Well,
with
flares are in now, like
you?
jean flares are in, you know, and like boot cut. And I remember wearing that years ago, and I'm just like, oh, I really wish I kept them all. I mean, it wouldn't fit me now because
I was
your body
terrible.
changes, obviously. With it, but yeah.
I was a proper I liked to think that I was somewhere on the borderline of grunger when I was at when I was at college, and so
Love
all
that.
my bootcut jeans were slightly too long to cover the
Oh.
backs of my shoes because that's the way they had to be, and so they got all frayed around the bottoms. It's trodden on them all. But that's just what you do. They had to be like that length, hit the floor, you can see the back of your trainers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, all these
So
things.
that
coming flooding back
I
now.
know, it's like flashbacks, isn't it?
Do you remember before, like before skinny jeans like were really a thing, and the fact that it was male rock stars that made skinny jeans a thing?
Yeah.
Before skinny jeans were a thing, do you remember having to get your bootcut jeans and wrap, like fold them over, pull your socks over them so that you could put your boots on?
And it was like the leggings, the flares from their leggings,
Oh
but then
God,
you had
yeah.
that Chinese symbol top.
Yes.
And then the I used to have leggings that like had a zip like on the side where
Oh
they, oh, I'm
yeah.
gonna show a bit
I've
of
still got some of
leg
them.
or not. Have you? I love that. I love it.
The Chinese style oriental tops with like the cap sleeve and the high neck, they were
Yeah.
all that was ever in River Island for a good
Yeah.
section of the early 2000s. That's like
Yeah, it
all you could
was.
find. That was
But people
brilliant.
wear them now as like vintage. Like that is vintage now. Like, you know, like CNA and Etam and Tammy Girl, and you know, like when you went to Tammy Girl, it was like, oh, like, you know, to get your
So,
first bra and things.
whenever my husband buys something and he's like trying it on, I always say, you know, you've got to do your CNA model pose, because they had like a bit like Zara, they had really specific poses. It was like, you must look off wistfully into the distance and what's going on, you know? Oh, I like family scene. Oh, let's all laugh at the dog, isn't it funny? Ha ha
Well, at the
ha.
same time.
All these memories of the CNA model come flooding back,
Oh.
and he's like, "You're so old. Why are you mentioning the CNA model?"
No,
But
vintage, not old, vintage.
yeah, but I remember getting my like coat for school from CNA, and convincing my mum to get me some like boot cut leggings from Tammy Girl that I never wore because I was too self conscious to actually think that I could do it. So I'd wear them around the house, but I wouldn't wear them
But
out.
not out.
And yeah, I used to love going to Wood Green to go shopping, and go to, oh, even Clark's had this big tree in the middle of Clark's that would talk to you while you tried your shoes on.
Yeah,
These are all
I
like really happy
remember.
shopping memories from when I was a kid. But it's like, we don't have that experience anymore. The high street is completely different to what it used to be. Shopping, I don't find shopping enjoyable. I find it really
No, I
difficult.
hate it.
And
Yeah.
so, like, if I can avoid the jumble sale of TK Maxx or whatever, and just go
Yeah.
on Vinted and search according to the parameters of the thing that I'm after,
Yeah.
very much easier than having to, you know, go and face the melee of
Yeah, but it's never on your own as well, because you've always got some child around your leg
God,
as well, and dragging them along and making sure that they've got snacks and they've got a drink. And yeah, it's just not fun anymore. I used to go, but it used to be like a social thing of like, oh, we'll meet at the clock tower at 12 o'clock, go for Mackey's, and then, you know, we'd do a bit of shopping, maybe like a Pizza Hut in the evening if our parents gave us any money.
But yeah, it's not like that anymore, is it? And I
No.
think even like going into the shops, I find like a lot of it is all quite similar as well, going from shop to shop. I feel like
Yeah.
shops have sort of like lost their own style, and especially shops that are owned by the same brand. So you've got Zara, Stratovarius, Pull and Bear, they're all the same company, and so
Yeah.
actually they have a lot of the same or similar kinds of clothes in those
Yeah.
shops, or like the same outfit, just a different color,
Yeah.
is sold in Stratovarius compared to Zara compared to Pull and Bear. So it's like,
Yeah.
what's the point of going into all three of those shops? Like, it's
Yeah.
just the same stuff, at a slightly different price point. And so I actually try and avoid shopping as much as possible.
Yeah, but that's the thing, like with my sewing, and this is what I want to try and get the children, but especially Jasmine, my eldest, she's 7, and she's so interested in like what I do. And I've got a we converted my garage to my sewing room, so I've got
That's so
my own like
cool.
little, I love it. And so like that's where I like play with like fabrics and accessories. And I want, because I do like when I get like working at a school or even down high street, which I very rarely do anyway, but it's like seeing clones of other people, like the teenagers now. It's like the crop top, leggings, the socks over the leggings, and then sliders. And I'm like, you all look the same. And When I was little, like I never like we had like, so many trends like like moshers, grunge, punk, like like are you having two stripe or three stripe Adidas? You know, it's those, you
Yeah.
know, Fila, Kangol, and it's that individuality. And so, kind of like upcycling, recycling, repurposing. Like you can, you know, like if you have like a pair of like denim trousers that. Not denim trousers, jeans, what I'm trying to say. Like jeans. And then you can, like, if they're getting like a bit, you know, like too short or the, you know, like whatever, you can cut them into shorts, get some gems, get a glue gun, and just go crazy. Put your initials on it, put your name on it, put, you know, you can just get funky with it and actually individualize, customize, and just, I don't know, like get your personality out there a bit more. And so I have like a really short body and like longer legs. So any dresses that I have or jumpsuits, I always have to adjust the top. So from an early age, like my mum always said, right, if you just lift up the top, where you pinch it and then just put it under the sewing machine, and you can start to alter your own clothes. And you were saying about your boot cut, you know, your jeans are always too long. You know, like I can teach you, or you can go onto YouTube and learn how to make clothes fit so that you wear them longer and that you're not just being like, oh, you know, like buying, you know, like two lengths in the same type of jeans and then being like, oh, this one fit, that one doesn't, chuck it in the bin or returning it. It's actually knowing your body, knowing your style, and but have a bit of a play with it. And it's like, you know how you're saying about, you know, you, like your hips and then your waist, the two different sides, obviously they're different. So like if you don't, if you go into a shop and it doesn't quite fit, actually maybe learn, you know, go to a sewing class or to alter what you've already got, as opposed to being like, oh, it doesn't fit, chuck it away.
You know
Is
what?
that
I'm really good at pinning stuff up. So for a while, well, I say for a while, since the age of about 18,
yeah.
I worked on and off in my mother-in-law's bridal shop. So she was a seamstress. Her mum was a
Wow.
seamstress as well. And so by the time she was about 15, she was already helping her mum alter people's clothes
Yeah.
and stuff like that. Her first job, I think, was on Petticoat Lane as a seamstress when
Wow.
she was about
Yeah.
16. And so like she taught me, like my mum obviously taught me how to like darn a sock and put a button on and all of that sort of stuff because I was
Most
interested
people don't
in it.
even know that, but most people that I meet now are like, because I just still do alterations, I get people saying, can you sew a button on? I'm like, probably look at them
Gobsmacked,
like,
like it's
what the
really
hell?
simple, yeah.
Yeah, but
And
we've lost it.
but she taught me how to, you know, pin up wedding dresses and stuff, and she'd be like, you do it. And I was like, what? And she went, you know what you're doing now. Like she'd get me to help her at the beginning, you know, like, oh, can you pass me the pins? Oh, look what
Yeah.
I'm doing. And then eventually it got to the point where I was able to manage the shop on days when she was off. So we could open the shop more often,
Wow.
and I could pin the dresses. And then there was one time where I had to do an on-the-spot alteration because the lady loved the dress, wanted it, but she didn't want the sleeve, she wanted a cap sleeve. And we had the sewing machine in the room already set up and everything. And I was just like, oh God, I know what I'm doing, because she just wanted a cap sleeve. So I took it from the armpit over to, you know, the top of the shoulder.
Yeah.
And like put the pins where I was going to cut, left enough room to hem it
Yeah.
properly, and I honestly I was so scared, and I didn't want to pull the fabric too much because it had a slight stretch to it, and oh, sewing stretch fabric, let alone
Yeah,
stretch
and
lacy fabric, honestly I was shitting myself the whole time I was doing it, and I kept, she came back. She'd gone away for a couple of hours for some lunch and to carry on shopping, getting the rest of the stuff that she wanted. Came back, tried it on, and was so happy. And I was just like, oh my God, I can do
you
that.
did
And
it.
I
That's
did it.
amazing.
But do you know what? I've never done it ever since.
Oh,
Still scares me. I have a sewing machine at home, but I very rarely use it. And I think part of it
why
is
not? Like, why don't you use it?
convincing myself that I haven't got the time to sort these things out myself. Do you know what I mean? And so
Yeah.
my husband needs some trousers hemmed, and I know I can do it. I can pin them up and I could hem them, but I can't do an invisible hem on a trouser leg. And so
Yeah.
like part of me is just thinking maybe I'll just bonder web it because it's only for one day.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing is like you don't have to get the sewing machine out, do you? There's loads of other options. Like I've even used Bonderweb to put patches on like denim jackets and stuff like that as
Yeah,
well. Like
personalize it.
yeah, like things that I like. You can buy Bonderweb in so many different sizes and things as well. And some of the patches that you can find on like Etsy and eBay and things to jazz up clothes,
Yeah.
they actually come with like bonding on them, don't they, as well? Literally, all you've got to do is put it on, put a tea towel on,
Yeah.
and iron it.
I
That's
know.
it.
Yeah.
And it's
Yeah.
so easy to actually jazz up a piece of clothing and change it and make it
Yeah.
unique to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I started my sewing journey actually as well. So we did what I did work experience in a wedding shop
Okay.
for a week, and then it was called Made for You, the MAID.
Yeah.
And then she, I think she just, like we just got on really, really well. And she was like in her 40s, and she had sewn for Princess Diana and the Royals and then the
Oh,
Navy, and she had so much experience. And she was like, "I can teach you how to sew." And I was like, "Oh, okay." But then again, same as you, like I was just like a Saturday girl, like taking in
yeah.
the appointments and writing the book and taking the cash and things. And then she was like, "Come on the sewing machine." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then she just taught me. So like today, like I still speak to her now,
Yeah.
and we talk about it. But she taught me how to like pattern cut, sew beads, like blind hem. But with
Yeah.
the trousers, you don't always have to blind hem. Like some of the suits that I do for my husband, I just machine it. Don't be
Yeah.
scared of, like, it doesn't matter if the stitching shows through.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I loved it. But it's all of those things that people just, we should know about it, but like people just don't either own a machine, or I don't know, it's like getting back to basics with that, and then you can do it yourself, and then the kids are like, "Oh, like mommy, what you're doing?" Or then you get them involved.
I got my first sewing machine. It was a 1960s, really heavy in the box Singer,
Yeah.
just like the one my mum
Oh.
had. And I was at a jumble sale, and it was a jumble sale bric-a-brac thingy for the Brownie group that I was helping lead.
Yeah.
And I bought like two black bin liners worth of clothes and toys and stuff that I was clearing out because I was getting ready to move into my first home with my boyfriend, now husband. And
Yeah.
I bought all this stuff, and then I saw this sewing machine and I was like, and so I went over to our Brown Owl, our leader, and I was like, where did that come from? And she was like, oh, it's mine. I've bought it. I've got a new sewing machine. It still works really well. It's got spare needles in it. It's got bobbins in it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, how much do you want for it? And she was like, well, no one's going to want that. No one's going to want it. It's too heavy. It's old. No one knows how to use it. No one's going to want it. The light's gone in the back. Have it. You bought two big bin liners of clothes and teddies and things that people
Yeah.
are going to buy. We'll make more money from that than the sewing machine. Just take it. I was like, okay. So I lobbed it in the back of my Fiat 500.
Yeah. Love
Suspension went
it.
bonk.
Yeah.
I got it home and I showed my mum and she was like, oh my God, that's amazing. So we opened it up, we had a look, and there was a spare light bulb in the box
In the little
skin
compartment
that you open
thingy.
up, yeah, and there was a spare light bulb in there. She just hadn't changed it, and so we changed the light bulb, and then we got some kitchen towel out, and I tested the needle to make sure it wasn't too blunt.
Yeah.
Worked, and it was really fun. I remembered being a child and mum getting the sewing machine out. Like she would make us like dressing up costumes and stuff for school.
I love
And
that.
buying them. And
Yeah.
so my mum bought a pair of old curtains from a charity shop and she made my sister this amazing pink princess dress so that she could be Cinderella at school. And it was
Oh, wow.
beautiful. And it was like
Yeah.
crocheted curtains.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell. And it was just fabulous. But the problem with brocade curtains is the fabric doesn't breathe. And so my sister was hot the entire day. But yeah, it was just beautiful. And I remember like get even as like a small child, getting the kitchen towel out and learning like just a straight stitch
Yeah.
on the sewing machine, making pockets out of kitchen towel, and it was really fun. And then
Yeah.
I think eventually we got a couple of my dad's hankies and sewed them up as
Yeah.
well. But you like when you think about it, like a fat quarter and a hanky are very similar. We had those lying
Yeah.
around.
Yeah.
And they're already hemmed, so it's a great way to start, isn't it? Like grab a couple
Yeah.
of hankies or a scarf or something, and
Yeah,
start on something like that.
and that's the thing, like when you say to someone like, oh, do you sew? It's not, it doesn't have to be like a big massive project. It can be as small as literally a pocket or a circle or like something for your doll's house, for your children's doll's house or something. It doesn't have to be like this, oh, I make my own clothes. It's like it can be like a cushion, cover, like a little bean bag or
Yeah.
something. But and it's really good, I think it's a really good mindful activity as well. Like whenever I feel so at peace, and it's just me and I'm focusing on one thing, and it's something that I'm good at. Like I've never been academic. Like I hate exams. Like it
Yeah.
terrifies the crap out of me, and like I get so anxious about it. And like those single desks and having to like make sure nothing's written on your hands, even though you think you're doing something wrong all the time. And they would check your pencil case. I hate
Oh
it. It's
Lord,
given
I
me so
hate
much
all of that.
trauma. But like creatively and like coursework and like art, textiles,
That was me
I
as well.
loved. Was it?
Yeah,
Yeah, and I
so
just loved it. And I was good at
I was that kid that it all makes sense now. But
it.
I was that kid where I got that school report for GCSE that said I was going to get all D's and E's, and actually I ended up all of my exams were A to C, but I got one A, and that was for graphic design, and that was because it was 90% coursework.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was 100% coursework. That's a lie. And so I got an A, and for my final piece of coursework, I handed it in, and I ended up getting an A star for it. And it's because you could take your time, and
Yeah.
every project we did, it was on A3 paper. We had to show the like the transition of how we developed the idea, and we had to draw the borders, and we had to color everything in. So I was really lucky because my mum was a teacher, and so it meant that I could draw one border, and then she'd take it to school and photocopy it for me.
I
When I remembered, when I didn't remember,
love
it was a whole family activity. If we were sat at the dining
that.
table and mum would draw the borders and I would colour them in, or my sister would colour them in and I'd do the work and
Yeah.
done. Because yeah, it was terrible. I always forgot deadlines. And then even for my art GCSE, I got a B, because it's just creative. It was fun. It was something to put
Yeah.
that energy into. And I think that's why I am a marketer, but not fashion.
Yeah.
But I think that's why I like marketing as well. Like now I look after the social media for the company that I work for. I do all the like graphic designy stuff as well. And I like the creativity and the way we can come up
Yeah.
with campaigns. And if something doesn't work, it's not the end of the world. We just change it
Yeah.
up and we try something different. And so
Yeah.
it's a really nice place to be. And again, that's another reason I started the podcast, because it's that creative side as well. We can talk
Yeah.
about important things. Someone's going to find it useful, which is really cool. But then there's also like the editing side of it, and getting it out, and the marketing bit, and the creativity
Yeah, which
of
we
the social
yeah.
and stuff too. But
But you are quite fashionable. Like if I like looking at you like now, like you're really like funky glasses, like your lippy, like your earrings, like
oh,
you've
thanks.
put but you've thought about your outfit,
Yeah.
and put it together. And that's again like using your creativity, like it just,
I
it's your
like following
personality, isn't it? And like your
people.
hair.
I like following people that
Cool.
are creative as well. So
Yeah.
I don't like sinking into that depth of, everyone looks the same, everyone wants to be a template of a certain, pop star or whoever. I don't really follow
Yeah.
that sort of thing anyway. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do love Stacey Solomon, and
Yeah.
nothing's gonna ever change that, but I
Yeah.
don't have the same body shape as her. And I think that's the other thing as well, is like actually looking at yourself in the mirror, and just, I don't know whether you have to come to terms with the shape that you are and the way that you are. I certainly had to, but I always wanted to be that sort of Marilyn Monroe hourglass shape, and it's come to my attention that I'm definitely not that shape. But then,
You're you and I'm me. Like
yeah,
we're different,
I think
but the
that I think
same.
that's beautiful. I think I love looking at like I, as you know, I love Lauren Smith. I think she's fabulous. But like the gorgeous like A-line hourglass kind of style dresses that she wears, I love those dresses on her. Because I've tried to wear stuff like that and it just doesn't suit me. I'm a pear shape, and so like I don't have the bigger bust to be able to pull off that sort of style. So I tend to, I think now thinking about it, I tend to put something a bit more jazzy on the top because that highlights this area and takes away from the bottom
Yeah, take
bit.
yeah.
And so it's like working out like the way to dress that makes you feel confident and comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think that did take me quite a long time. And yes, came about probably after I had kids. But
Yeah.
which, as you're right, is unusual. I think a lot of us tend to retreat into the world of the baggy jumper and the leggings, and it takes a while to come
Yeah.
and find your style. And I know I was skinny jeans and a baggy jumper for a long time after I had
Yeah.
my first. It wasn't until I decided to get back out into the world of work that I thought, oh shit, I need to sort myself out. I can't go into an office looking like this. I need
As
to
if you're
change.
dressed for the couch.
Yeah, exactly. So, it did take a bit of work. And also, like, realizing the fact that I hate ripped jeans. Like, I'm one of those people where I just can't have cold knees. I'm really sorry. I need my knees to be covered. I know. So they're
Yeah, and warm.
warm. Can't do cold ankles, can't do cold knees. I would be that one in the leggings and the tube socks if that was the
Yeah.
uniform I had to wear. But yeah, it's just really funny though, isn't it? Like, I think, you know, we do get sucked into that world of fast fashion, and also, like, when we think about it, fast fashion isn't just like the production or how quick the turnaround is. It is our ability to buy it fast as well,
Yeah,
that
yeah.
we then, you know, sort of miss the point of fashion, which is expressing yourself.
Yeah.
And like some of the stuff that you've done as well, like seeing you change a whole dress into, you know, two items for your children and a handbag is
And a
just
handbag, yeah.
insanity. Like, I don't think we realize quite how much fabric is in one garment as well. Like,
Yeah.
there's so many different ways to reuse what you find in the charity shop, isn't it? It might just be that you're actually there searching for something that you can turn into something else. It doesn't have to
Yeah.
be like something that you're gonna wear as is, does it?
No, exactly. And you can even put two things together. So if you see like a nice top and some like funky, like a skirt, and if you sew it together, then that's a dress and you put two items of things together.
Yeah.
But and I think when you're saying about finding your style again, and so I did like this challenge, secondhand September was sustainable September. So every day I'd wear something that was from my wardrobe that was either like really like we bought from years ago or bought like pre-loved. And I was thinking, oh God, like I don't think I've got enough clothes, but actually I found a new outfit for every single day. And with me changing my brand, I now feel like I was a part of me has come back from years ago. Before I became a mom as well, because I was quite like, I love putting outfits together and I love fashion. And but actually I'm doing it, I still love fashion, but I'm just doing a bit more sustainable. And doing this challenge brought me out of my comfort zone because I was like, oh God, like people are going to see me, my wardrobe, what I wear every single day. I'm putting myself out there and I've not done that in such a long time. So with the brands, and so she did, it's more like me being like, I can do this, we can do hard things, I am me, and I'm going to show the world that this is me, and I'm okay with it. And I recently stopped breastfeeding my third child, so he's 2 years 8 months, and
Wow, well
I've done thank
done.
you. And I did, so like Jasmine I fed for 15 months, Jaden was 2 years 3 months, so all in all was like 74 months, which is like 6 years, which is mad. But my coach, I was speaking to her the other day, and she was saying, because I was getting so like, because they're like, obviously when you're feeding, you know, it's and I've always had like small breasts, and she was like, why don't you write a letter to your body, to yourself? And it really helped to come to terms with my new shape. My breasts are two different sizes. My nipples are a bit weird, and but you know what? Like, it's fine. It's, you know, it's just, but I accept myself for who I am, and this is me, and just embrace it and be happy. And if you put yourself out there, like, if as long as you're happy inside, and I call it like dopamine dressing, it's like dressing to make you feel happy and
I
release that,
find
because
as
when you
well,
feel
like
it.
the days when I sort of like comfort dress so much, I stick whack on like a pair of joggers and a t-shirt, I'm less productive than the days where I dress up nicely. And so like I've always been like the type of person that dresses for the place that I'm going. So like even when I worked in an office, and it was a very casual office where I started off at, people would dress in like, you know, joggers and a t-shirt for the office, or jeans and a t-shirt, and I was like, that's not me. And so I'd always go in like might be more casual, like something like this, but I'd still feel like this is dressed up compared to a pair of jeans and a band t-shirt or something. And so like, or I'd always do my makeup for the office because that was my mask. That's how I still like wearing makeup now because it makes me feel happy. So my eldest has been asking me about makeup too, and she's like, why do you wear it? And I'm like, well, because it's my personality, it's a way of expressing myself. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. And it's not because I want to hide a spot, although it helps every now and again. It's because this is just me. This is part of me now. It's just the way I am. And so I've always been like, you know, if I like to dress up because it makes me feel good. And I know some people don't have that sort of connection between dressing up and being productive, or dressing up and feeling good. You know, they feel good regardless, or they're productive regardless. But it's something I do for myself. I'm definitely a dopamine dresser, 100%.
No, definitely. And but that's almost like you saying that you're taking care of yourself, and that's how you take care of your mind every single day. You think, right, to start my day, you know, like some people have like lemon tea or coffee, and that's their kind of like hit. But for other people, it is like, I'm gonna, like wear my reddest lipstick or put my hair in a, like really tight high knot. But it's just, that's just how you feel, and that's just you. And like, but whatever you fill your cup up with, if that makes you happy, then keep doing it.
I've seen a Fern Cotton shared something, didn't she, that both you and I liked and shared, and that was her, you know, saying just wear the dress. You know, it doesn't matter what the occasion is. If you're going to, don't worry about being too dressed up. If you want to wear it, just wear the dress. And
Exactly.
we
'Cause there
both
are
liked it and
loads.
shared it, didn't we?
But like, there isn't an occasion now. Like, I mean, I rarely go out, and I've got some amazing dresses. And I thought, why can't I wear a sequin dress to pick up, to load the dishwasher? Actually, I'm gonna wear a sequin dress tomorrow, and I'm gonna wear it all day, and I'm just gonna own it.
Do
Do
it. I can't
my
wait to
washing
see
up
your
with my rubber
story.
gloves on.
Make it a reel, make it a whole thing. It'd be brilliant.
But like, everyone used to wear their like Sunday best. Like, why? Like, we should bring that back in. Like, it should be, like every day of a day a week, you should just all just be like, we're gonna, like your husband can wear a tux or a suit. Like, why not? Why wait for that wedding? Why wait
Yeah,
for
it's true.
occasion? Because it's like, and then I think it's quite nice. And then, like, I think men look really lovely in a suit as well.
Oh,
And
yeah.
it's just like,
I 100% agree with that.
and I just think it's just nice for them to look, I think you should do that. I think this Sunday we should get everybody just to wear something
Yes,
like
really
funky.
special.
And
Whatever
why
makes you feel really good, just wear
not?
it. It'd be awesome. So if we've got someone listening right now who is like, that's it, I want to try, you know, dressing more sustainably. I want to, you know, I feel like there's something sitting in my closet that I haven't worn in ages that I'd love to jazz up. and change the way it looks, so that maybe I wear it more often. Where would you suggest people start? What would be a good starting point for someone who's not tried sewing, or not tried, you know, not tried Vinted or the charity shop? Where can we start?
I just think, so let's say if you go into, you know, you want to like a new outfit, or you, but just look in your wardrobe, because I guarantee you'll find something that you just think, oh my God, that makes me feel really good. But maybe have a big thought out of your clothes and see like what you wear on a regular basis. I mean, I do wear, I mean, this challenge was actually, it's nice because I wore something different every single day, but usually I wear the same outfit for like about a week, and then and then I wash it. Maybe I wash it if it's dirty, if it smells a bit funky. But just look at what your wardrobe now, and then if you have, you know, if you think I can't find something, then maybe you need to have a good clear out to think, right, what do I like, what do I know that suits me, and then sell, you know, give to charity shops, hand me down the things that you don't like, so you can see your wardrobe. And I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed with like there's so much in your wardrobe. Actually, get that capsule wardrobe, and then you can just team things in there. If you've got like a favorite jeans, well then like wear them. Then all the ones that you don't really wear or don't make you feel comfortable in, then just get rid of, make space for in your mind, because you know, like less clutter you have, you are able to think more clearly. And then like you're doing, sell it on Vinted so you can make some cash and then spend on things that you do want. And then just go and visit a charity shop. Just go and do it. Either charity shop, get onto like Depop, Vinted, and just download the app, because no one's watching you. It's in your safe space at home. It's, you're not going to think like, oh God, like I'm going to the shop and someone's going to see me. And you know, it's just a bit, you know, it's just And then that, maybe follow people online, like, you know, people who inspire you, or you know, you really love their funky, you know, like their funky dress sense, or you like their style, and then look at their followers, and they usually follow people who are very similar to them. And then just have a little look through, and then just ask your friends, do like a clothing swap with your friends, get your friends over and just think, right, everyone's going to bring five things that they don't wear anymore, that is old to them or don't use, but that is new for somebody else. So actually have a little, you know, you have those like tropic parties or Avon parties that you used to do. Take your clothes, and I guarantee you will be like, oh my gosh, I absolutely love that top. And then you wear it time and time again, and it's thinking, just rethinking, like, do I really need it? Do I already have it? And if I am going to buy it, same with your like jacket, I am going to wear it time and time and time again, not just like a one-time wear. It's not, but it's just that rethinking. But just do it. Just go to a charity shop, and you might not find something straight away, but like you said, the high streets are like, they are, like, even Northwich, where I live, in Cheshire, so many charity shops, and just go find, look at the styles, because every shop will also have, like, a bit of a style as well. Like, if you shop in, let's say, like, up north, there's, like, Altrincham, Hale, Knutsford, people have money in those, and I found a Louis Vuitton bag years ago, satchel, in a shop, and I was just like, and I'm trying to find it, I held it, and it was £30, and I was like, but then I ended up giving it to my sister a couple of years ago, because she loved it. And I was like, I don't really use it, because when you have children, you need to have like a massive, massive bag that just, like you said before, like you just have everything in there that's dead heavy. And try, like, I think, you know, even doing like a little swap shop with your friends, and, you know, everyone, you know, like the girls' night in or something, and just everyone just brings something, and I guarantee you'll be like, oh my God, I love that. Or but I think start with your own wardrobe first and see what you like, what you don't like, and clear it out, and then you can see it all.
I've made a little promise to myself recently that I'd sell, every time I sold one item on Vinted, I was able to look for the thing that I wanted. And so I sold a denim smock dress that I bought because I was feeding my, which one was it? I think
one of them.
It was my second, who I'd had during lockdown, and like when we went into first lockdown. So I was, we went into lockdown in the March, and she was born in the April.
And I managed to get into Primarni, and I like during lockdown, I was just like, I could, I was feeding at home. I was very comfortable. Just get out, get it done. We're happy. But then, of course, I had to be a bit more conscious about when we were going out, when we were allowed out again. I bought this dress from Primark because it was really nice denim. It was good weight fabric, and it had long sleeves. It was just above the knee. I could put some tights on. It was A-line, so it covered all the lumps and bumps. And it had a zip, and so it was easy access. And so I thought, I'm so fed up with maternity clothes and feeding clothes. Because even feeding stuff is, it starts off as maternity. So you've got all the ruching around your tummy, which is something you want to hide
Hated
after you've had
them,
a baby, and it doesn't work. And it was just such a faffle of different layers of stuff and things. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just going to look for stuff that is normal clothing that just is easy access anyway. So because it had this, brilliant. So I sold that the other day, and because I sold that, I bought this. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is clear out a bit of my wardrobe at the same time as then buying bits on Vinted that I really like the look of. And also, when I had my third, I found out that I had gone up a couple of sizes. And not just that, it wasn't just having a baby, it was also the convenience of food as well. Like, we were getting more takeaways because we had two babies 19 months apart, and so we had the eldest at school, and then we had these two toddlers as well at home, and there was work and everything else too. And so we just found that we were getting more takeaways, we gained weight, and so I had to go up a couple of sizes. And so I had to face the fact that I had to go up sizes, which was a real stinker for me. I found that really difficult. But I thought, you know what, I'll try Vinted, because I want to go into the shops. I felt that shame of having to go up in sizes. So I thought, oh, I'll try Vinted, see what come by. And I got a pair of Marks and Spencer's mum jeans in a size 16, and the shape and the way they fit and everything, I just felt so comfortable. And in June, I started working with a PT, Jack, who goes by the name of Coach Parents, who was on the last series of the first series of the podcast, and he's brilliant. And I wanted to work with him because he just keeps it real. There's no judgment, there's no shame about gaining or losing weight or anything. It's just like, And my main aim wasn't really to lose weight, it's to actually get fitter, because like, I'd walk upstairs, I'd be out of breath. I wasn't fit. I wasn't fit to be I couldn't be the parent my kids wanted. I couldn't chase them around the playground or anything, because I was just out of breath and too tired. And I just wanted some more energy. So I started working with him, and then my size 16 mum jeans from Marks and Spencer's got too big. I was like, oh. So I put them up on Vinted, sold them, and bought the next size down in exactly the same pair of jeans.
Oh,
And I got them
amazing.
for a tenner. And then I walked into Marks and Spencer's, saw the exact same pair of jeans on the rack, £35. And I was like,
Yeah, and you
don't
feel
feel
happy,
so
like,
good.
oh, yeah.
Got that second dopamine hit from the bargain I just managed to get.
I know.
But
I love that, though.
it's so good. I feel like you get that double whammy hit with buying secondhand as well, because you especially if it's still got the tags on it, you know how much it costs. Like, oh wow, £15 dress,
Baby
oh my God,
tags.
that's amazing.
You're
But
also doing good for the planet as well. Like you
yeah.
actually, you're saving one less item going to landfill, and and then at once. So, like I read the other day that when landfill, like when clothes decom, I think I'm using the right term, decompose, or when they start to like degrade, they actually let off a really harmful gas. So actually, it's really bad for the environment. Like that accounts more, like that landfill gas from the old clothes amounts more than actual like pollution, at least like typical pollution, which is like cars or big plants. Like, we are polluting the planet by throwing things away, not wearing stuff. But people don't see it as that because it's never in the press. The high street brands are so good at marketing, but it has to start from the market. It has to start from, you know, the CEOs, the actual fashion companies, to start producing less. So then we consume less. So then less ends up in landfill. But because we alone can't do it ourselves, it has to start from people. Actually, years ago, we only had like four seasons: spring, summer, autumn, winter. And now we have all of these micro trends that we have to have. And it's like, why? Like, why can't we go back to like spring, summer, autumn, winter?
Yeah,
fashion used to be.
But yeah. I mean, it comes from the big brands. That's the thing. Like, they've got the money. Their margins are a lot higher. They, you know, they make a lot more money on the clothes that they produce as well. And so, like, you see people like Levi's changing things slightly and you know, talking about, like, I think in their latest advert, they talk about jeans that have been passed down and how they last longer and all of that sort of stuff from that sustainable side of the messaging.
Yeah.
But then I feel like they've also got, and, you know, guys, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure I've seen, that Levi's will take back jeans, that will, like, they'll give you like a discount on a new pair of jeans if you hand in an old pair, and they'll find ways to reuse and repurpose those jeans as well. But I mean, I feel like it does sort of start with us in a way as well, like actually buying better quality products.
Yeah.
Although it costs a lot of money, like my leather jacket was a stupid amount of money to me. But I mean, when I think about the amount of PU crappy jackets that I've been through, and how long I've had this one for, it makes all the difference. Like, yes, it costs
a whole lot cost per wear.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. And so realistically, you spending more, it doesn't mean that you're gonna wear it the same amount of time. I haven't. I've looked after it. I've oiled the arm, the elbow, the cuffs and stuff to make sure that it still looks good. And they last so much longer. They're better quality, and they making sure that you've bought that better quality pair of jeans that's going to last you a couple of years rather than buying, you know, the rubbish Primani ones, where if you're like me and you get thigh rub and then they just integrate between the thighs, which happens.
Yeah, you don't want to have a cold crotch area.
No, you don't. But even then, like, I've got a pair of dungarees that I bought in Sainsbury's before I had my first, and they're so super stretchy. They're a size 12. But they're so super stretchy that I could even get my bump in them. And I've used them for painting and decorating and everything. And they were like £12 down to £6.50 when I bought them. And so I didn't mind getting them painty. But actually, I quite like them out rolled up with the paint splotches all over them.
Yeah.
It makes them look quite cool. It makes me look a bit arty when actually it's just like emulsion from painting my bedroom. They're now custom for me, and yes, the crotch has gone in them. But again, I've looked into like how to sew in a patch and getting like just even a patch of denim to like sew in so that it covers it up, or different ways to, like, weave different patterns and sew different shapes.
Yeah,
like my middle one wears this pair of jeans every week to nursery. Now she's got a hole in the knee. But I found a tutorial on Instagram about how to sew a love heart. And so I'm going to try and embroider a love heart over the heart so that she can carry on wearing them, because they're really cute jeans and she loves them. Like a rainbow waistband. And she really likes them.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, you've thought about how to make that item last longer.
Mm.
And we're so lucky with like the internet, and even though we can buy things as quick, we can repair things just as quickly as well, and you can just go onto YouTube and type in tutorial, then it's like that rethinking about how can I make this last longer. Like, all of my boy shorts for school, they are his old lower size, but I've just cut them into shorts, so I'm not buying school shorts, and I'm just like, well, why am I spending all this money on school shorts when I can just cut them? and they're cheaper. Like longer trousers are cheaper than buying school shorts,
That's
and it's just
crazy.
it's mad. Yeah, but like YouTube is amazing, and there are so many people out there. Once you start digging into this sewing community, thrifting, you are just like, whoa. And this thrifting community, they're just so lovely, and you know, they're kind to each other and they support each other. And that's a thing, great thing. I mean, it is more women, but women support women, and they are such great cheerleaders of each other that I love it.
But also, I think like that community doesn't gatekeep at all either. And if a man did come and say, actually, can you teach me how to cut the sleeves off my shirt and then hem the sleeve? Yeah, of course they're going to teach you how to do that. And there's one lady that I follow on Instagram who I absolutely love. Her handle is Kate Conkers with a C. I'll tag her in the show notes as well. But she's brilliant. She's based out in Hawaii. Her husband is in the army, and they're stationed in Hawaii. What a lovely place to be stationed.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff she finds in thrift shops is amazing. I love following her. But she did this thing to celebrate Target, the big shop over there. She made a bag out a bag. She made a dress out of Target bags, a full like ball gown out of Target bags, reusable bags, and then went into Target wearing it and filmed this whole reel about her wearing this whole ball gown. And she taught you how to make the ball gown and everything out of the Target reusable totes. And I was just like, oh my god, this woman's crazy. But the end result was amazing.
But
she does so many different things. Like she even made a dress to like celebrate the Barbie movie out of like lost Barbie paraphernalia. And so it was like, you know, when you go into like a thrift shop or a charity shop and you find like one Barbie shoe and things like that. And she got people to send her like their random leftover like Barbie bits. She glued them all to this dress and wore this dress made out of like leftover Barbie accessories.
I love that. That's brilliant.
She's even made one out of tea towels that people have sent her tea towels to make a dress out of from all over the world.
That's amazing. I love that.
Tea towel dress, and it's just insane the things that she does. But she's definitely one to look out for. But even if we go onto your account and we press the little arrow, it will suggest other people to follow as well that are in the same sort of, you know, threshold as you within Instagram as well. And I think it's amazing, like being able to find and follow and be part of, find your tribe, whatever that might look like, whatever your community might look like. In your case, it's, you know, the sewing community has you found it and you love it, and it's brilliant. And I love all that crafty community as well.
Yeah,
I love watching all those videos. Brilliant. But I think that's the point, is like, once you're in it and you're doing it, it makes so much more sense, doesn't it? Like being able to express yourself and be different and stand out a bit more compared to everyone in their sliders or Crocs and leggings.
I'm not a Croc fan, and I'm going to disappoint those people out there, and I'm just like, no.
I remember when my husband first got sliders and he started wearing sliders with socks around the house. I was just like, who are you? Like, seriously, no.
I
know. No.
Again, I think I've got a problem because it's like, it's plastic.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's going to happen to all these Crocs? Because they were in fashion years ago. Like, I remember back in the day having a pair and I was like, oh, I just don't like them. But then they're made from plastic. And I think that's where I have a big issue with it, I think. I mean, I don't like the look of them, but I know I'm going to offend. I'm going to lose half my followers now.
I don't think you will. Like, we've all, I think that's a big problem as well, isn't it? Like, we've all got our own fashion style and choices and our reasons for doing things. It's just, you know, making sure we don't judge others for the choices that they're making. I mean, I'm not going to stop being friends with someone just because they bought something off Shein at the end of the day. Like, I mean, I've got Shein bits from Vinted as well. So it ends up being so cheap, doesn't it? But
I'd rather that be put to a new home than just been
in
the bin.
Like 100%.
it's made, and let's just keep using it until it's literally got holes in it, and then chop it up and make it into a Barbie dress. Like, you can do that.
No, I remember I remember making things for my dolls as well out of, like, again, kitchen towel and bits of stuff and sticky tape and things. And it doesn't even have to be like sewing to make stuff either, does it? But like,
the glue gun would work just as well.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like something actually that my 7-year-old would really like to do. Maybe that's an activity for the weekend. Make one of her Barbies out of leftover fabric and a glue gun. I've got a glue
gun. One of a kind.
Exactly. But yeah, I think, you know, there's so many different places and ways to start and get going with all of this. And I don't think that there are, the only barrier is to it is your own self-confidence. And I think actually, you know, starting off with something that you were going to throw in the bin anyway, or, you know, give to charity, is a great place to start with trying out altering clothes and testing your own style and seeing if adding something with a bit of fabric glue or
wonder web
is gonna by jazzing it up, whether you start wearing it more. And I think also there's a lot of pride now in wearing something that you've made because they're lost skills. It's not so embarrassing that your mum made you a dress or that you've done it. It's an achievement. It's something that should be celebrated, and it's something that you should be really proud of. And by, you know, standing at the school gate waiting for your kid in something that you've made, and someone comes up and says, oh, that's amazing, or even if it's something that you've just customized yourself, there's that sense of pride that you did it. And it doesn't have to take a long time to do. Like, I've done dressmaking classes, and I don't think I actually ever finished a dress because it always took me longer than the class actually took, or the seam went or something. But I tried it, and, you know, I know that I can sew, and I know I can do certain things on a sewing machine.
Yeah.
I think, like, even if it's a case of borrowing a sewing machine rather than inventing one yourself, or you can even get those little handheld handheld sewing things. They look a bit like a stapler, and they're good for doing like hems and stuff, but you can also use them for doing little other stuff, things as well, can't you? And they're not too expensive either, are they? They're probably like 20-30 quid. It's not bad, but there's so many different places where you can start. And even if it is just walking into a charity shop after you've been to Starbucks or something, you know, it's a great place to start and see and try new things out. So
just like baby steps, you don't have to then think, right, you wake up today and be like, right, I'm going to be sustainable. It's just those small changes that then you'd be like, oh, actually, I swapped out, for example, your plastic Tupperware for glass Tupperware. Today I'm gonna, you know, like, buy something that's pre-loved. That's amazing. Just have to be like this whole, you know, like,
no, it's not it's not day. An all or nothing, is it? It's
no.
You start somewhere and you just carry it on, and
and you build on it.
Yeah, exactly. Now that's amazing. So where can we find you? Tell us your Instagram handle and where we can get you.
So on Instagram is And So She Did. I'm also on Facebook. But yeah, if you have any questions, just DM me and we'll comment on something. And then I'm always here to help advise. I'm going to do a few more, like, I think the buzzword is thrift flips. We can never say that. So it is what you were saying about going to charity shop, getting old pair of clothes and turning into something. So I do have that experience of making things from scratch, and, you know, like, I can maybe just do like a really easy sew to, I don't know, like a turn. You can turn a pair of jeans into a handbag, into like a tote bag, and
that's so cool.
But yeah, so Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, I can't wait to see more. And all of your like sustainable September outfits, will we find those in a highlight?
I'll highlight them. Yeah. Yeah, then you can have a look through.
Because I've actually really enjoyed seeing you put everything together and trying out different things. And as you said, you know, you started off the series with like, I'm not sure I've got enough stuff to do the whole month, and you've surprised yourself, haven't you? So
yeah, and I've loved it. Like, I love it. Like, it's brought my love of clothes back to me as well. Like, I've found like a new fan love of it, and what I'd like, what I don't like, and what styles. Oh, thank you.
It's been awesome speaking to you. Thank you so much for coming on, and I can't wait to keep following you.
If you enjoyed this episode of Mum's Work and Chaos, please make sure to subscribe on whatever podcasting channel you're listening on at the moment. Or if you'd like to get involved, feel free to email me at mumsworkandchaos@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at mumsworkandchaos. See you then.